27 wildest days, day 26. Okay, it's one thing thinking about what happens when we die. I think I've got it. Nothing. But it's really nothing. Nothing like ever before or after. Well, there will be no after. After nothing. Nothing just is nothing, I think. Plato asked, is not philosophy the study of death? Not a lot of people will talk about that. And it was Plato who asked. You'd think more people would be interested or curious. Or maybe just take the piss. But no, nothing. Nothing is the main reaction when it comes to death. Oddly enough, death brings us together faster than life. A good death will have people hugging and venting and talking openly and being themselves, for a while at least. Not even newborn babies have that power. Newborns are amazing, but our reaction to them is not to reflect on life, stuff like that, in my experience. We feel something deep down, and we feel happy. Then we get in the car and go shopping. If it's not death, I think about what came before life. My life, obviously. I'm not interested in anyone else's life, much less life itself. You know, germs and microbes and fish and shit. I think about who I was before I was born. I know. Nothing. So I conclude in bed, flipping the pillow in search of that fresh coolness, again, that I began as nothing, became something that I have very little say over, and I will return to nothing. So, all good. That thing about having a say is an idea I often wrestle with, and not just at night. I was born in October 1967 in England to a couple who really shouldn't have wasted so much time of their lives on each other. That's perhaps psychological, emotional me. But there is also the physical me. I'm short and kind of stocky. In a world that favours tall and elegant, it's an irritation sometimes. I cannot do well with this body at most sports. Apart from stature and physique, there's the issue of balance and coordination. I mean, I don't often wear socks, but when I do, I'm reminded of how a career in the circus was never on the cards. Life, death, pre-life, after death, and why I'm not a world-class anything. That's enough to keep anyone awake at night.